Blog Talk Radio. And delivered them Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no one in them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken me, listen unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord is he that desires life and loveth many days, what that he may see good. Verse 13, keep the tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking gall. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are quiet. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of their troubles. The Lord is near unto them that are brokenhearted. Well, here I am, Lord. I should tell that the people should know that I am brokenhearted. And save it as to be contrite, that is to be ashamed or remorseful in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hateth the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Thank you, Lord, for delivering me from shame and what I was about to do. Thank you for saving me. Thank you, my Father. I thank you with all my heart and my soul. And I want others that believe in you to do the same. I have read to you sheep of those of you who are not in your hearing. Psalms 34, and that's in the Old Testament. I have read to you verses 1 through 22. I hope that our Father gives you understanding and remembrance and open up your ears, your heart, and mind as to what has been read to you. Now, I want you sheep to turn back to Exodus. That's where I left off last week. Nonetheless, before I go there, I want to say a little prayer with you. And I normally say the same thing. I'll say it again, almost, if I can remember. I want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping natural and chemical disasters, excuse me, away from Detroit, Michigan, where I live. I thank you, Father, for giving us sheep safe, fine, and excellent health, along with prosperity. Lord, Father, we will remember to be obedient to what you have told us to do. And I pray, Father, that you give us the confidence, that you just give us the strength to do it and not be ashamed to do it, but just do it. do it to the best of our ability and don't care who laughs at us. I thank you in Yeshua's name. My sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. I'm going to say happy 17th to you all. You know, the first day begins in the evening time. So actually, this is the Sabbath day has started already. I would tell you to remember the Sabbath day. You are to keep that holy. We read that in Exodus 20, verse 8. And I ask that you, sheep, and those who are not sheep, read it for yourself. I pray that my Father in heaven allows me to tell you the truth, what I know to be the truth. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath starts on Friday evening, like right now, and it will end on Saturday evening. I want to have the three P's ready and handy, just in case you want to write something down. Your three P's are your pen, paper, and this. So, younger folks have like the notebooks and things electronically that's called like a tablet. But I don't do that. I'm old school. Yes, I am. I am an older woman now. I have lived life through many things. And I can tell you some things, not many things, but some things. I want you, sheep, to pray to our Heavenly Father and believe in prayer. You should not sin. And I am going to tell you what said Hosea, verse 6. It says, my people are destroyed by the lack of knowledge. This morning I listened to two young people telling us, and I hope other people have listened or listened to them too. They were telling us of how the laws are. If you know the law, they are supposed. The police officers are to abide by the law, but they don't. Nonetheless, let me tell you what Hosea 4 and 6 says. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me. Seeing how you have forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Also, see, it is important, too. There are few preachers that I listen to, and I'm always criticizing to myself. I don't know where the Bible says that, but nonetheless, I'm going to tell you this, and it's true. Get your book, your Bible, and look for yourself. 2 Timothy 2 and 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God. I believe that at the end of this life, we are going to be a test. We're going to be given a test. I'm trying to teach you. I hope that you will remember as well. I hope that I will remember when my day comes too. That we will be a work then that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shed profane and vain babbling, for they will increase unto ungodliness. You know, you hear people, unknown language. Well, I spoke once, and it was a pretty language, but I felt water in my belly flowing like water was flowing. And those people who are babbling and saying that they are speaking in other tongues, if they don't feel water running like I did, I question them. I question whether or not they are telling the truth, as they should be. Now, let us go back to where I want to pick up, where I left off last Tuesday. I want you to know what our Father has shown us word for word. You know, I go back and chapter 28, verse 42 reads, "And thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness from the loins even unto the thighs they shall reach. And they shall be upon Aaron and his sons when they come into the tabernacle of the congregation, or when they come near unto the altar to minister in the holy place, that they bear not iniquity." Of course, you know what iniquity is, see. That's right. It's immorality and wickedness, even sinfulness unto them, and his seed after him. Well, that is the reading of chapter 28. Go back to Blog Talk Radio and listen to my left. I have just read those to you. Now I am going to try and read it in your hearing. Exodus 29, and I pray that our Father will allow me to read it all. It's quite a bit, and you know how slowly I read, so I'm going to start right now. "And this is the thing that thou shalt do unto them to hallow them," or is that hallow them, "to minister unto me in the priest's office. Take the tone, take one young bullock and two rams without blemish, and unleavened bread and cakes unleavened tempered with oil, and wafers unleavened ointment with them of wheat flour, thou make them. And thou shalt put into one basket and bring them in the basket with the bullock and the two rams. And Aaron and his son thou shalt bring unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall wash them with water, and thou shalt take the garments and put upon Aaron the coat and the robe." I say it's ephod, but someone else might say iPod. "And the iPod and the breastplate, and gird him with curious girdle of the ephod, and thou shalt put the mitre," that's M-I-T-R-E, and that is a headdress worn by the bishop, "upon his head, the holy crown upon the mitre. Then thou shalt take the anointing oil and pour it on upon the head, and anoint him. And thou shalt bring his son and the coats upon them, and thou shalt gird them with girdles, Aaron and his sons, and put the bonnets on them. And the priest's stairs for a perpetual statue, and perpetual means everlasting, a long time, or forever. And thou shalt consecrate Aaron and his sons, and thou shalt cause a bullock to be brought before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the bullock, and thou shalt kill the bullock. Well, that is saying kill, say slaughter. You can say slaughter bullocks before the Lord by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt take of the blood of the bullock and put it upon the horn of the altar of thy finger, and pour all the blood outside the bottom of the altar, and thou shalt take all the fat that covers the inwards and the caul, that spells C-A-U-L-L, pronounced caul, that is above the liver. And a caul is a membrane that protects, it's a covering that protects the liver and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, and burn them upon the altar. But the flesh of the bullock and his skin and his dung, and dung is poop, shalt thou burn with fire without a sin offering. Thou shalt take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the head of the ram, and thou shalt slay the ram, and thou shalt take the blood of and sprinkle it around upon the altar. Thou shalt take blood and sprinkle it around about the altar, and thou shalt cut the ram in pieces and wash it inward of him and his legs, and put them in unto his pieces and unto his head. And thou shalt burn the whole ram upon the altar, and it shall be a burnt offering unto the Lord, and it is a sweet savor, and that is like a sweet smelling unto the Lord, ring made of fire unto the Lord. Now let me read verse 18 again, because I messed up on it quite badly. Let me read it again in your hearing. And thou shalt burn the whole ram upon the altar. It is a burnt offering unto the Lord. It is a sweet savor, an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And a sweet, that means a sweet odor for God to smell. That's what a savor is. It is. And I want you to understand, as I do. Nonetheless, I'm not perfect, but I want you to understand, as I do. I think that I will be going to heaven with my Father in heaven, comes back. Verse 19, and thou shalt take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hand upon the head of the ram, and then thou shall slaughter, or thou shalt kill the ram, and take of his blood, and put it upon the tip of the right ear, Aaron, and upon the tip of the right ear of his sons, and upon the thumb of the right hand, and upon the great toe of their foot, and sprinkle the blood upon the altar around about. Last sentence, and you're hearing again. And bow and sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. And thou shalt take of the blood that is upon the altar and of the anointing oil and sprinkle it upon Aaron and upon his garments and upon his sons and upon the garments of his sons. He shall be hallowed in his garments and his sons and his sons' garments with him. Verse 22, and thou shalt take of the ram the fat of the rump of the fat of that covered the inward and the caul of the liver and keep the kidney. That I read that wrong. It's, let me read verse 22 when you're hearing again. And thou shalt take of the ram the fat of the rump and the fat that covered the inward and the caul of the liver, and I just had another caul, and the two kidneys and the liver and the fat that is upon them, and the fat shall for, and the, let me read that again. I need to read verse 22 again and not listen to the phone call that I'm getting. I hope that no one is in trouble or anything. I will call them once my show is over with. I am at verse 22 again. Also, thou shalt take of the rim of the fat and the rump caul above the liver and the two kidneys and the fat is upon them and the right shoulder, for it is a ram of consecration. That means it is sacred. Verse 23, and one loaf of bread and one cake of oil bread and one wafer out of the basket, unleavened bread, that is before thee, that is before the Lord. And thou shalt put all in the hands of Aaron and in the hands of his son, and thou shalt wave them from a wave offering before the Lord. Verse 25, and thou shalt receive them in their hands and burn them upon the altar for a burnt offering, for a sweet savor before the Lord. It is an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Verse 26, and thou shalt take the breast of the ram of Aaron's consecration and wave it for a wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be thy part, and thou shalt sanctify the breast of the wave offering and the shoulder of the wave offering, which is waved, which in which is heaped up of the realm of the consecration, even is for his sons. And it shall be Aaron's and his sons. Let me read verse 28 again. And it shall be Aaron and his sons by a statute forever, even forever from the children of Israel, for it is a heave offering, and it shall be with an heave offering from the children of Israel of the sacrifice of their peace offering, even their heave offering unto the Lord. And the holy garment of Aaron shall be his son after him, to be anointed therein, and to have consecration in them. Verse 30, and that son that is the priest in his stead shall put them on 7 days. When he cometh into the tabernacle of the congregation to minister in the holy place, and thou shalt take the ram of the congregation of the consecration, and seek me to boil his flesh, that is the ram's flesh, boil his flesh in the holy place. And Aaron and his son shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread that is in the basket by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And they shall eat these things therewith the atonement was made, and consecration, and to sanctify, but a stranger shall not eat thereof, because they are holy. And out of the flesh of the consecration or of the bread remain until the morning, then thou shalt burn the remainder with fire. It shall not be eaten, because it is holy. And thou shalt do these things unto Aaron and his sons according to all that I have commanded thee. 7 days shalt thou consecrate them, and thou shalt offer every day a bullock for a sin offering for atonement, and thou shalt cleanse the altar when thou hast made an atonement for it, and thou shalt anoint it to sanctify it. 7 days thou shalt make an atonement for holy. Whichever touches the altar shall be holy. Let me read that again. Whatsoever touches the altar shall be holy. Verse 38. Now this is that which thou shalt offer upon the altar: 2 lambs of the first year, day by day, continually. And 1 lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the other lamb thou shalt offer at evening. The 1 lamb, a tenth deal of flour mingled with the fourth part of a hin of beaten oil, and the fourth part of a hin of wine for a drinking offer, for a drink offering. Verse 41. Other lamb thou shalt offer and evening, and shall do thereto according to the meat offering of the morning, according to the drink offering thereof. The drink offering thereof, according to the drink offering thereof, for a sweet savor, offering made by fire unto the Lord. This thou shalt be a continual burnt offering throughout the year, throughout your generation, at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, where I will meet you to speak there unto you. And there I will meet with the children of Israel, and the tabernacle shall be sanctified by my glory. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. I will sanctify also both Aaron and his sons to minister to me in the priest's office. And I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their God. And they will, verse 46, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and I will dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. And that ends the reading, Exodus chapter 29. I want you, saints, or you sheep, and those of you who are not sheep, to go back over the lesson that I have read to you, so that you can get a better understanding of it. And for our next meeting, I want you to read chapter 30 and 31. Hopefully I will get to both of those to you at our next meeting. Now, I want to just say a quick closing word of prayer in your hearing. Father, thank you for this day and all that you have done for us. Thank you for keeping Satan away from us and his demons forever. We say that prayer in your as well and better known in the name of Jesus. Now, it is important that you remember the things that I am telling you, as well as some of the other preachers are telling you, because you are to know these things. You are going to be tested when you give up the ghost. You and I will be tested, and I'm praying now that our Father will allow us to remember those things that I read to you. And it is important. I have learned from just reading the book of Genesis and Exodus, I've learned quite a bit. And hopefully I will remember quite a bit. I remember that, a coat of many colors were made for Joseph by his father. Remember, the Hebrews were giving the first words of the Bible, giving the words for the Bible first. It wasn't the white man. No, it was the black man, the Hebrew. Someone that looks like me and you, a brown-skinned person or a black person, were giving the words of the Bible. And then we learned that they walked over into Egypt, and they later became slaves after the first prince died, the first pharaoh died, and Joseph died. The other pharaohs didn't remember. Also, Steve, I want to tell you the names of the 12 tribes of Judah, of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel. Manasseh, they are Cuban. Simeon, they are Dominican. Zebulun, they are Guatemalan. And the Puerto Ricans, the Mayans, Gad, the Native American Indians. Reuben, the Seminole Indians. Asher, the Columbia and Uruguay, the Aztecs, Issachar, the Mexican Asher. He is the Colombian in Uruguay, and the Incas, he is the Mexican Aztec. Neptali, he is the Argentinian, as well as the Chilean. Sheep, I want you to go to Amazon.com and purchase my 3 books written for your enjoyment. They are not religious books. They are for your everyday enjoyment life. I want you to buy The Broken Plant, The Unseen, and The Passing by Sandra Harris. Hopefully, I will have another book for you. In the meantime, remember, our Father loves you, and I love you too. Don't forget to read chapters Exodus 31 next week.
Help your children, and don't let them fall on the road.
Thank you, God.
And Jesus,
God bless you with that song.
To love one another.
I used to
die. Heaven might find
a place
in their heart.
I lost my life.
Jesus. He won't let you down, and I know he loves forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts. Jesus.